I was seeing some of these more social gospel, more it's about our works more than it is about our preaching. So me being who I am, I decided to cut through the fat and just go and talk to the head of church planting, Dehadi Lewis, at the Send Network. For anyone that doesn't know, the Send Network is the church planting arm of the North American Missions Board. They handle the church planting. So I just emailed them like, look, I want some clarity on this. And the responses I got were more concerning than they were alleviating. I was being told that I was preaching a half gospel if I was preaching a gospel of salvation of someone's soul. That's not the whole story. Now, I thought at the time, okay, obviously he's talking about I'm only giving part of the picture of the gospel. Him saying half gospel is, okay, well, we need to talk about things like sin, why we need a savior, what Jesus did, how we come to him, and we need to talk about future things. We need to talk about, you know, the glorified state of believers in the end, the restoration of all things in the end, the new heavens, new earth, the full beginning to end gospel, where the story begins, where it ends, and how the gospel makes that transformation. It's all about Christ restoring mankind. No. The element of the gospel apparently that's being missed is the economic, social, the different pillars of society that have been broken, and how we need to restore them. We need to engage in holistic restoration. And that not is a work of those who have been saved by the gospel, but that is the gospel. I tried to give a little bit of pushback. Was he just emphasizing it differently? Was he just being a little bit sloppy with his wording? You know, just talking a little bit too quick and simplifying what he was just saying instead of saying, you know, this is a commandment given by Jesus. This is something that we who have been transformed by the gospel should be doing. James talks about the works of the believer. He makes it very clear that how can we who have been transformed by Christ, how can we who've experienced the mercy of Christ not be merciful? How can we who have experienced this transformation not reflect it in our lives? It's important. It's vitally important. But no, it was being attached to the gospel itself. This is a part of it. It's necessary for the gospel to be true, for the gospel to be what it is. That the gospel isn't just about the salvation of man's souls. You know, we will see full restoration. We will be raised back to life. These bodies will not just fade away. We will not just be bodiless souls for all of existence. This body's going to be restored. There will be a resurrection. Christ is the first fruits of that. He's the proof that we will be raised from the dead. But again, what was being taught was that the gospel, this restoration, this work of restoration, is something that we, me and you, all of us, do right here, right now, in this earth.